News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Urgent action is needed to improve physical activity worldwide. That's according to a new report in the British medical journal The Lancet that found progress in the area has hit a global standstill. Dr. Esther van Sluis, group leader at the Centre for Diet and Activity Research at the University of Cambridge, led the study, and she took us through the findings a little earlier this morning.
80% of adolescents globally are physically inactive. And this paper adds that 40% of adolescents across the globe never walk to school. And up to 60% of European 11 to 15-year-olds watch television for more than 2 hours each day. This paper shows that creating activity-friendly school environments remains a very important way of tackling inactivity in younger adolescents. But it also really highlights that we need to do more to align these initiatives with the priorities of the schools and to support schools to implement changes effectively and sustainably. We also need to recognise that many adolescents across the globe are not in education. And for these, we have identified the importance of social support from both peers and parents, the potential of digital interventions, and the critical role of urban environments that enable adolescents to engage in a variety of physical activity behaviours.
Dr. Esther van Sluis of Cambridge University there, and we're joined now on this topic by Catherine Woods, Professor of Physical Activity and Health at the University of Limerick. Catherine, are you surprised by the findings of this Lancet report?
Morning, Vincent. No, I'm not surprised at all by the Lancet series, and this is one of three series that are published generally around the time of the Olympic Games, and really the purpose is to advocate. And in this thematic issue, they've looked at, they're really stressing the lack of progress that has been made, and they're really calling to governments worldwide and our own government to really investigate the lack of progress in addressing the physical inactivity pandemic that we are experiencing at the moment.
You're a specialist in this area, Catherine. Why has progress stalled over the last almost decade now?
Yeah, very good question. And really, in order for progress to be made, you need a collaborative effort across government departments, be that education, as Esther was referring to, but also sport, transport, urban design, lots of different government departments to work together to really try and stress the benefits of physical activity rather than just the disease management aspects and also the COVID benefits, climate mitigation, air pollution improvement. From that, to have really good programs that we know are effective. And Esther mentioned some of the school-based programs, but equally in the community or transport-related programs that are effective, and then implement them across the island of Ireland, not just in the Republic, but right across the island of Ireland, because we know they work, and have good quality surveillance data to show change and to monitor change over time. And this is where this Lancet series comes in, because to kick the ball off and get that all moving, you need advocacy.
To be fair, Catherine, I take your point about the Irish government's responsibilities here, although this seems to be a global problem. But to what degree is there parental or family or even individual responsibility on the part of adolescents in particular? You know, we saw what the study shows, that 50% of boys spend more than 2 hours watching television, girls nearly the same, 80% of school-going adolescents failing to meet WHO guidelines of 1 hour's activity per day. There has to be some personal responsibility here, hasn't there?
Absolutely. So you start with the individual, the child, and work with the child, and they have to have the confidence to be involved in physical activity. That requires opportunities that they think that they will enjoy and want to engage in. That requires good instruction as well as good facilities. So then you're moving into beyond the individual into the community setting. So schools, sports clubs, gyms, infrastructure, physical infrastructure, so children can walk and cycle to these opportunities as opposed to be driven by parents. Then you need parents to come in there, you need teachers to come in there. So if you think of it like concentric circles or spheres of influence, you're absolutely right. At the heart of it is the child, and then the parents, the friends, then the schools and the organizations that they go to, then the community, and then the policy. And they all have a role to play.
Very briefly, Catherine, what are the implications, long-term and short-term, if we don't have action on this?
If we don't have action on this, the children of today will develop diseases like heart disease, like type 2 diabetes, much earlier than their parents did. Mm. And we will then be managing chronic disease for a much longer period of time. So this is preventative. But equally, it's about optimal health. These children will have limited optimal health, and therefore they may not have the enriching childhood that they would have.
Okay, with that stark warning and call to action, Catherine Woods of the University of Limerick, thanks indeed for joining us.